Good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Nandita Khemka. It's Tuesday, the 22nd of July, and here's a quick wrap of the cues to watch out for today. Markets put up a strong show on Monday, bouncing back smartly from intraday lows after briefly breaching the crucial 24,900 mark. The Nifty closed at the day's high, reclaiming the 25,000 level, led by a solid rally in banking heavyweights. The Nifty Bank surged over 1% to end at 56,953. With HDFC Bank and ICICI Bank seeing strong buying interest post their first quarter earnings. Among key movers, Eternal emerged as the top Nifty gainer, rising over 5% on the back of a healthy set of numbers, while Reliance Industries fell more than 3% despite posting a steady quarter. IndusInd Bank also ended in the red but managed to recover from the day's lows following news flow around its CEO. Market breadth was neutral with the advance decline ratio at 1:1 and the broader markets closed on a mixed note. In terms of fund flows, FIIs were net sellers in equities to the tune of almost 1700 crore rupees on a provisional basis, while DIIs stepped in as net buyers, purchasing stocks worth 3578 crore rupees. Going forward, technical experts say that Monday's swing low of 24,882 could now be treated as a new lower low in the pattern. This means any further upside might turn into a sell on rise opportunity. While the short-term trend remains weak, a decisive move above 25,250 could help negate the prevailing bearish sentiment. As for the Nifty Bank, analysts believe 56,600 will act as immediate support as it aligns with the rising trend line. On the upside, a close above the 57,100 to 57,200 zone could unlock further momentum towards 57,450. This morning, the GIFT Nifty is hinting at a positive start for our markets. In an important regulatory development, global trading firm Jane Street has been granted approval to trade in Indian derivatives markets. However, it will need to fully comply with SEBI's order and ensure it does not engage either directly or indirectly in any manipulative or unfair trade practices. Stock exchanges have also been directed to closely monitor Jane Street Group's trading activity. Let's now shift focus to the global cues this morning. Asian markets are off to a strong start, with Japanese stocks reopening higher despite the ruling coalition losing its majority in the upper house over the weekend. In South Korea, the new finance and trade ministers are slated to meet their U.S. counterparts, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Trade Representative Jameson Greer, for crucial trade talks this Friday, according to Reuters. Over in Europe, markets traded cautiously and ended mixed as investors await clarity on the potential U.S. tariffs on the European Union. Meanwhile, U.S. futures are holding on to a positive bias after the S&P 500 and Nasdaq closed at record highs overnight. A pre-earnings rally in shares of Alphabet helped fuel Wall Street's up move, though the Dow lagged, ending slightly in the red. It's a big week ahead for earnings, with Alphabet and Tesla set to kick off results for the Magnificent Seven on Wednesday. On the macro front, all eyes will be on U.S. Federal Reserve Chairperson Jerome Powell's remarks at an event in Washington later today for fresh policy cues. Bond markets saw U.S. yields dipping to one-week low, reflecting investor caution on the economic outlook and ongoing trade developments. The dollar index also slipped 0.6%. In the commodities market, gold prices climbed over 1% to a five-week high as weaker U.S. yields and a softer dollar boosted demand for the safe haven asset. Oil prices, on the other hand, edged below $69 per barrel mark, pressured by concerns that fresh European sanctions on Russian crude may have limited impact on global supply, while trade tensions continue to weigh on demand sentiment. Now let's take a look at the key stocks that will be in focus today. Titan will hog the limelight as the company plans to acquire a 67% stake in Dubai-based Damas Jewelry, valuing it at an enterprise value of $283 million. The deal gives Titan access to 146 stores across six GCC countries, but it enters a market already crowded with players like Kalyan Jewelers and Malabar Gold. Meanwhile, Anup Saha has stepped down as the MD and CEO of Bajaj Finance, citing personal reasons, and Rajiv Jain has now been redesignated as Vice Chairman and MD. On the earnings front, Oberoi Realty has reported a weak quarter with profit falling 28% and revenue dropping nearly 30%, while EBITDA and margins also declined on a year-on-year basis. Havells too posted subdued numbers with profit down 14%, revenue lower by 6% and margins halving to 5.6% on a year-on-year basis. On the brighter side, PNB Housing Finance has posted a strong set with profit up 23%, revenue up 14% and net interest income up 24% year-on-year. CIE Automotive also delivered a mixed quarter. Profit was down 6% and margins were lower, but revenue grew over 4%. Dhanlakshmi Bank has swung into a profit at 12 crore rupees versus a loss of 8 crores in the same quarter last year, with net interest income rising nearly 40%, though asset quality has weakened slightly. Among key earnings to watch out for today, Colgate-Palmolive, Credit Access Grameen, M&M Financial, Paytm, Dixon Tech and KEI Industries will be reporting their numbers. In other stocks to watch, Afcons Infra has bagged a 6,800 crore rupee railway construction project in Croatia, while Tilak Nagar Industries has clarified that it hasn't received any communication from regulatory or enforcement authorities and remains committed to ethical business practices. The company has been named by the police in Andhra liquor scam involving kickbacks of nearly 218 crore rupees. Lastly, watch out for 361 VAM, as sources suggest that BC Asia Investments is likely to sell 1.5 crore shares or 3.7% stake via block deal. The floor price has been set at 1160 rupees per share, which is a 5% discount to Monday's close price. The offer size is 1740 crore rupees. Well, it's time now for our Voice of the Day segment. Here's Mahesh Patil of Aditya Birla Sun Life AMC with his take on the banking sector post-quarterly earnings. Let's listen in.
So banking overall, I think the earnings for this year and this next coming quarters might not be that great because of, as you rightly said, the NIM compression because of the rate cuts, which is there. But I think overall, I think the sector will only see a big meaningful upturn if you see the credit growth picking up, because credit growth is still a bit sluggish. And so earlier it was the deposit growth which was a challenge. I think with the now abundant liquidity which the RBI has provided, I think deposit growth is now is not such a big challenge. And we're seeing even faster rate cuts on the deposit side also, which is likely to help the banks to recoup the margins, okay, because of the rate cuts, what you will see. And also the CRR cut will also start to contribute from the second half onwards. So I think all in all, I think banking sector should start to do better, okay, as we progress into this fiscal year. And and next year, again, one should see a decent growth for the leading banks. But again, here, we've seen some kind of a divergence there in terms of asset quality. A few banks are still showing the recovery from the from the poor asset quality has been slightly slower over there. So again, it will probably be depending on at least in this year, when we are seeing not a big tailwind for the banking sector, it will be again stock specific, and more so I think banks which are able to do better on asset quality and possibly do slightly better on growth, I think they will do better. Overall, I think we are by and large positive on the banking and financial services sector.
And before we wrap, a quick look at the top national stories. Government sources say the US negotiating team is expected to visit India in the second half of August for the sixth round of bilateral trade agreement talks, while negotiations with the US will continue in the interim. Sources also suggest that Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal is also set to visit the UK on July 23rd and 24th for the signing of the India-UK Free Trade Agreement. In a significant development, Vice President of India Jagdeep Dhankar has tendered his resignation, citing the need to prioritize healthcare and follow medical advice. The resignation is effective immediately and has been submitted in accordance with Article 67A of the Constitution. Dhankar had been serving as Vice President since 2022 after a stint as the Governor of West Bengal from 2019 to 2022. That's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We'll catch you tomorrow, same time, same place. Thanks for listening.